Heir Apparent, Copyright Serenumerathi, 2019. I hadn't wanted to call home, but these were extenuating circumstances. So I dialed our landline number and heard the familiar message. You've reached the McCord residence. I waited for the beep and was about to speak when Stevie's voice cut through. Did you find Jason?
I'm not looking.
Dad? Well, it's nice to know one strike in this family and you're out. Thanks for the warning. She sounded affronted. I reflected that it was nice of her to go to bat for me. I spoke.
Hey, it's Jason. Listen up, because this is not about me.
Mr. Prendergast passed away last night, maybe an hour before I arrived. I couldn't believe it myself, so I powered through. Mrs. P wants you all here for the service, Sunday at 2. See you when you get here. Bye. I hung up. They came. Mom's face sort of caved in on itself when I answered the front door. She hugged me and I hugged her back. Don't even think about hugging me, I informed the old man. I wasn't going to, he replied in a tone that belied his words. Mrs. P's in the kitchen, I said to the girls. They hugged me and I led them. They rushed in to console her. She was glad to see them. I continued making calls and stuff. Dad and Mom chatted with Mrs. P. Despite the sad nature of the occasion, there were still a lot of really good smells coming out of the kitchen. They made me hungry. I controlled myself and focused on the task at hand. I found myself resenting Dad for this. It was through him that I had first learned what it meant to be hungry. Jason, come and eat, Mrs. P invited. She really is the best human being in the world. Mr. Prendergast was a lucky man to have been married to her. When Mrs. P's relations arrived, we retreated to the family room. The five of us finally had a chance to stare awkwardly at each other and not say anything. Sweetie, what happened? Mom finally entreated.
I had nothing to do with it, I replied out of sheer habit. They rolled their eyes as if to say, we already knew that. It happened an hour before I arrived.
Well, I'm glad you could be there for her, Mom said with a return to her businesslike manner.
Yeah, me too, I agreed. I was glad she hadn't been alone for very long.
I gave myself a shake and proceeded to return to business. Listen, I have a lot of calls to make, I said. Insurance, the reverend, stuff like that.
It really is nice of you to do all this stuff for her, Allie commended me.
Thereby hangs a tale, I replied. It seemed as good a time as any to read them in.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Prendergast, I paused, left me the farmhouse. They all looked as stunned and shocked as I had felt. I was still coming to terms with it myself.
But she has kids, Stevie observed.
That's what I said, I replied.
They don't want it?
Apparently not, I shrugged. Mrs. P says they were consulted, and I have no reason to disbelieve her. There was a pause. The will's been ironclad for 7 years, I said.
7 years? Dad sounded astonished. You couldn't have been more than 11.
Oh, Eli.
He shook his head as if to say, if only you had consulted me, I could have talked you out of it.
The answer to your next question is no, I didn't dupe the old man into leaving me all his property, I informed him.
Jason, Dad scolded.
Nor did I fabricate the will to take advantage of a bereaved and broken-hearted old woman, I continued. I said I couldn't accept it. I attempted to talk her out of it. But she already made plans to move to Anne's place in Nevada, and she says that both she and Mr. Prendergast wanted it to be this way when the time came. I cleared my throat.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Dad approved.
Not that I would have suspected you of doing all that less than palatable stuff in the first place.
Why not? It's the logical extension of what you already think, I reminded him. What you've thought for years.
The doorbell rang as his facial features attempted to rearrange themselves in an effort to formulate a response.
I'll get it, I said, and left before Dad or anyone else could say a word.
I opened the door and my own facial features underwent a rapid change as my eyes came to rest on Dashiell, Brian, Alex, and Tiana.
I get by with a little help from my friends.
What are you guys doing here? I exclaimed once I'd regained the use of my vocal cords. I mean, they should have been in school. It was a weekday. College applications were still going in. It was their senior year. It wasn't even Christmas vacation yet.
We heard about what happened, Dashiell said gently. He wrapped his arms around me like the touchy-feely guy he is. Confused, I patted his back. Just how much of it had he heard?
We didn't want you to be alone, he said, releasing me. We know how much Mr. Prendergast meant to you. He patted my back.
How could he have known that? I never talked about Mr. Prendergast at school or at home.
I'm so sorry, man, Alex said, hugging me. I remembered that long ago afternoon when I'd used Tiana's phone to call the Prendergasts. Our house has good bones, doesn't it?
I felt all choked up. I bit my lip and squeezed my eyes shut. Dad wouldn't have approved of me crying, especially here in the old home state. I cleared my throat.
Thanks, I said.
He let go of me, and Tiana practically fell into my arms and sobbed. I held her shuddering frame. I've never been what you might call into her. She's so much like Allison that I think of her as my sister as much as Alex's, but I was somehow comforted by how soft and cuddly she felt. And I'll admit, it was kind of nice to have someone do the crying for you.
Oh, Jason, I feel like I knew them myself, she wept into my shoulder.
Some people might accuse her of dramatizing, but I knew she wasn't. She feels other people's feelings. She's like Allison that way.
You can still meet Mrs. Prendergast, I consoled her. She's in the kitchen.
She nodded and wiped her eyes. Brian shook my hand. I suspect he was slightly disappointed that someone more famous hadn't seen fit to kick the bucket.
Sorry, man, he said, looking around the somewhat faded and dingy farmhouse.
It's fine, I said, feeling grateful for any return to normalcy, however slight. And before my old man says anything, normalcy is listed in the Oxford English Dictionary, print edition, as a real word because language, unlike old people, has this habit of, you know, evolving.
Come on in, I said, holding the door open. I'll introduce you all to Mrs. Prendergast. She'd love to meet you.
Wait, is that...
My mouth fell open as the door to a black station wagon opened.
He drove us here, Alex said.
He was trying to find a place to park, Tiana added.
City boy.
He can park anywhere, I said. I took a few steps towards him as he approached.
Senator Morihone?
It's just Mr. Morihone here, he said. Or better yet, Carlos. He pulled me into a hug.
Jason, buddy, I'm so sorry for your loss, he said, and his voice was thick with emotion as he patted me on the back, much harder than either Dashiell or Alex had done.
Thank you, I answered through a dry mouth.
Thank you, Mr. Morihone.
He laughed as he released me. You've had kind of an old-school upbringing, huh? He looked around him as if he could relate.
Yeah, I agreed. I ran a hand through my hair.
It sure was nice of you to come all this way.
It was a 6-hour drive. I couldn't imagine why he'd gone to so much trouble. Perhaps I was still reeling from Mr. Prendergast's unexpected passing, but I couldn't even find any political motivations to ascribe to Senator Morihone's actions.
Sometimes the best way to find out what you want is to ask for it.
How did you know? I asked.
He clapped me on the shoulder. Did you really think the Monroe High debate team captain could just skip town without anyone noticing? He raised an eyebrow.
My jaw dropped. The meats!
Mr. Rudd was beside himself, Tiana informed me. I raised a hand to my eyes. I sure as hell wouldn't be getting any letters of recommendation from him now.
But when Alex showed him Allison's Facebook post about Mr. Prendergast's passing, he understood, Tiana continued, and I drew a breath of relief.
He couldn't get away himself, but he asked us to convey his sympathies, Dashiell added, and his sister's.
Thanks, I said, feeling all at sea.
I collected myself. Why don't you guys come in? I said. My parents are here, and Mrs. P will be glad to see you. I could faintly discern my parents' presence in the doorway. They must have been perplexed by the circle I had managed to gather around me.
A pair of feet encased in black patent leather shoes and frilly white socks touched the ground. Gina Morihone emerged and looked around her with a mixture of defiance and anxiety.
I know that look well.
Her gaze fell on me and I could sense her level of apprehension rise.
Well, if she had taken the trouble to come all this way, I figured I could let bygones be bygones. I went over to where she was.
So, I began, hands in my pockets, this is, Highly irregular. She let out a relieved laugh. At home, I can't even say the word McCord without getting chewed out, she complained.
That works both ways, huh? I parried, raising an eyebrow.
That goes both ways, huh? I parried, raising an eyebrow. She seemed to relax.
Come on in, I said, gesturing towards the farmhouse. We're all glad to see you.
She smiled at me and folded her arms, preparing herself to say something where she was uncertain of how it would land.
Jason, I'm so sorry for your loss, she said.
Thanks, I placed my arm around her. I guess life's too short to hold grudges.